Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little bit on the cool side, and also Halloween. So we want you to have a great day today. Work in the yard, if at all possible, and prepare the yard for the changes. The season is coming to an end. We're almost into November, so we've got to put the garden to bed now so that we can just sit back and enjoy all the seasonal changes. And if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. This is a transition time of the year for us as gardeners. It's a time for cleaning all the gardens. And cleaning the gardens really does make a big difference in the quality of your garden next spring. By removing all of the dead foliage, the cutting back the plants, cleaning up the garden, we remove potential insects that could affect the garden next year and diseases, because both diseases and insects have prepared for next year. The insects have laid eggs on all of the foliage that they've been feeding on all summer long. The disease have made spores on healthy tissue with the idea that next year when the new growth develops, those spores will wake up, they'll reinfect the new growth coming out of the ground, and we run into problems again. So a good cleaning really does make a lot of sense. And you still have plenty of time. You know, do a little bit every day, a little bit on the weekend, and before long, the gardens have all been put to bed. You're ahead of the game, and you'll have a much better garden for next year. Also, a great time for your compost pile. With all of the foliage you're going to be removing from your perennial bed, all the dead annuals that you're pulling up, all the vegetable foliage, the leaves, the pine needles, this is truly a time for your compost pile. My compost maker is full, and I've started a pile of whatever didn't fit in there to one side of it, so that as the composter begins to age, create great-looking compost and soil for the spring, I can take the leaves, the pine needles, the plants, material that couldn't fit in the composter, put that back in there, and then I'll be able to get off to a nice early start with a second load. And you should do the same thing. If you don't have a composter, make a pile. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just a pile. Pack it down tight. Try and mix green and brown. So brown will be your pine needles. Your leaves right now are green. Your dead plant material was green. Blend them all together, and that way you have better decompost, and you're going to find out it's going to be beautiful as we get into June of next year. So blend all of that plant material. Watch it break down. Watch your compost pile really begin to heat up in the early spring next year. The whole secret with a compost pile is moisture. So make sure that when your pile is made, that you either flatten the top or put a slight indentation in the pile. That way when it rains, the water can collect in that little bit of an indentation, like a bowl. and the water can penetrate down if you make a compost pile round. And especially if you have maple leaves, the maple leaves dry like pages of a book, like shingles on your roof. Oak crinkle. But maple will lay flat. So it acts like a shingle on your roof, washing the moisture away from the pile. So make a little indentation so that the water can build up, and it's going to break down a lot faster. It really does make a big, big difference. Once you've raked your lawn, if it needs to be raked, you'll see where there is moss visible. And there are some great products on the market that will help you. The old-fashioned lime is something that will really help to neutralize the acidity. Jonathan Green has a great product that will take care of killing the moss a lot faster and neutralizing the soil. There are products by Scotts and various companies that will actually burn and kill the moss. One of them is called Moss Out. Your garden center has it, and all you would do is apply it to your moss at this time of the year, and it will kill the moss that's visible. Now, if you don't change the acidity of the soil by adding lime or a lime product, then the moss is going to grow back. So if you're going to go through the effort in using a product like Moss Out to kill it, you're still going to need to apply a lime-type product to raise the pH so your soil is not as acidic, and that will help a great deal. So there's a lot to do in the yard at this time of the year. If you have blue hydrangea, if you have rose bushes, they need special treatment. Your fall blooming hydrangea, the white and the pinks, they're not a problem. They're hardy 30, 40 degrees below zero and more. Your blue and your pink, the ones that bloom during the summer, they're more delicate. They need more protection, just like a rose. So I always consider roses and your summer blooming hydrangea in the same family. If it's a wide open area, a little bit of wilt proof or wilt stop will help to seal the individual branches.
Got a call from
and
Mary.
By sealing the branches, you're going to find there'll be a lot less dehydration during the year. And during the winter, when there's a lot of wind and could be no snow cover where you live, you do get some dehydration. And it does make a big, big difference. Also, mounding of soil, bark mulch, compost, pine needles, shredded leaves, 12 to 15 inches around the base of the plant also helps a great deal. So there's a lot to do. If you're not quite sure on how to do it, call us. The number is 800-259-9231, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. A time for bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and then all the little bulbs, all of the minor bulbs. Things like snowflakes, Chionodoxa, Scilla, grape hyacinths. And what's nice about some of these minor bulbs, they're not eaten by rodents. So you don't have to worry about chipmunks, moles, mice, squirrels, digging them up and eating them during the winter. And we can talk about that. So if you need some help to plant a garden that's going to be rodent-free, call us. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you to have a great gardening season. And the way that you prepare for the spring is to act now. You cannot plant tulips in May. They need to go in the ground now. So visit your local nursery, your garden center, your feed and grain stores. They have a great selection of bulbs right now, and they're easy to plant. Basically, you're just going to dig a hole, put a little bit of bulb tone fertilizer, and get them in. Water them to really compact that soil around them, and the moisture will help the bulb to begin to produce roots. You still have time. You can plant bulbs for the next month, but the sooner you can get them into the ground, the sooner you can produce a root system, get them well established, and that means a better plant during March, April, and May. That phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with George. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together for a great spring garden.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. Our phone number is, toll-free, 800-259-9231. George, good morning.
Hey, we got a call from Mary about azalea.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two hydrangea plants that something ate the leaves off. They are totally bare. Should I dig them up and put them in the house, or should I leave them alone and hope they come up in the spring?
Now, these are your blue or your white hydrangea?
They're the blue.
The blue ones, okay. Now, were the leaves just eaten recently, or did it happen during the growing
season?
Yes,
within the last week. I went away for a few days, and they were eaten when I came back.
Okay. Did the animal eat the branches or just the foliage?
Just the foliage.
Okay. Mary, this time of the year, the plant's going dormant. It's you know, normally it would lose all of its foliage. My hydrangeas at my house, most of the leaves have come off. There's a few yellow and brown leaves still attached to the plant, but the plant is perfectly hardy. What you can do that really does help hydrangea, in the fall of the year, once the leaves have come off, if you can put a mound of either soil or bark mulch or compost, even shredded needles, pine needles or shredded leaves, make a mound about 12 to 15 inches high and just as wide at the base of the plant. That helps to insulate the plant during the harsh days of winter, especially if we don't receive any snowfall. Okay? Never, ever prune hydrangea in the fall. If you prune hydrangea in the fall of the year, that cut that you make on the branch is not able to make a callus. It cannot seal itself. And if it doesn't seal, then moisture will be drawn out of it with the winter winds. Now, your summer blooming hydrangeas in fall, the big white ones, the big white balls, or the ones that are in the shape of an ice cream cone, those I want you to remove the flowers. And the same thing with the blue. Just below the actual flower, cut it and get it off the plant. The reason is, if you have a great big ball of dried flowers and you live in an area where you get snow, the snow will build up on the big dried flower. The weight will get heavier and heavier. The plant will bend, and hydrangeas are brittle. And what will happen is the branch will eventually break. And that means damage during the winter that will affect your flowers in the spring. So when you're cleaning up around your shrubbery beds in your perennial gardens, bring the pruners. Remove all of the flowers just below the actual bloom, and that will prevent winter damage. But don't worry about the animals. Hydrangeas are winter hardy. They'll come right back, and you'll be in great shape. Mary, thank you for the phone call. George, who's up next?
Karen in Massachusetts with a question about when to start prepping for winter.
Okay, Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Karen?
Oh, I'm waiting for the sun to come up so I can get out there and start off with all this stuff from Eager Beaver here. But I have a few questions because I do listen every week, and you were just telling Mary about mounding up her flowers, but when is too early because of all the critters? I have a really overgrown rose bush because there was one point you said don't cut it at all, but I'm
right.
Thinking that there's so many, and I'm talking this thing's taller than I am. It grew crazy because I've been miracle growing it, but I stopped in September. If I cut it off and then wilt-proofed it, would that be like a callus? And just one other quick thing. I have a new real feathery ornamental maple tree. Should I burlap it? I did buy burlap, but I don't know what I should. Maybe you could talk about burlap, like types of trees that need it and when to actually start doing it and all that good stuff.
Okay, this is a regular Japanese red maple, right?
Hardy type. It's
okay.
More of an ornamental with feathery that hangs down.
Okay. We're coming up on a break, Karen. When we come back, I'll answer all three of your questions. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Mary just before the break, and she had a couple of questions for us. When should you begin to cover your hydrangea and your roses? If you're using something that is solid, like soil from your garden or bark mulch or compost, that's dense. And that you can put down right now. If you're going to be using straw, pine needles, or shredded leaves, that's soft. That's fluffy. And animals will dig in there looking to make a home for the winter. So if you're going to be using salt marsh hay, straw, or pine needles, give it another month. Wait till we get near Thanksgiving. And by then, the animals should have found a place to live, and then you can use something that's soft and fluffy, as long as you're able to hold it down in the garden. So if your garden is exposed to the wind and you use pine needles, they're going to eventually blow away. So you may be better off to buy a bag of pine bark mulch. Dump the mulch on top of it. And in the spring, you can spread it around the plant and you'll be ready to go. Pruning of roses, if you live from the middle part of the country, let's say Washington or Delaware north, you should never prune your roses in the fall, except for suckers. So what you need to do is to kneel down at the base of your plant, look for the graft, and the graft will resemble your fist. Anything that is growing on the fist is a branch that will produce a flower. Anything that's coming below it or out of the ground is a sucker, and the sucker will steal energy from the plant, and that should be removed any time you notice it. If the rose has grown a lot, then if it's up against a building or a fence, tie it to the building or tie it to the fence. That way the wind doesn't bang the branches up against the building or fence, creating possible damage to it. If it's all by itself in the middle of the garden, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. And you can put the wilt proof or the wilt stop on it. And, I mean, you can start to do it now, but I like to hold off a little bit longer just to give it, right now, the winds are not damaging to it. They're not cold. So I'll be putting wilt proof. I planted some new boxwood in my backyard. I'll be putting the wilt proof, wilt stop on them around Thanksgiving. And that way it extends it longer into the winter months for protection. Buy it now because you're going to forget about it. Buy it now. Put it in your garage someplace where you will see it on a regular basis. If you don't have a garage and you say, well, where am I going to put it? Take the bottle and put it near your washer or dryer for your clothing. That will remind you to do it. But someplace that you walk by or you go on a regular basis, and that will help. So, you know, do that. Now, on your maple, the burlap does not have to go on it right now. But what you should do is to get yourself 2 or 3 tomato stakes, 1-inch square wooden stakes. They want to be about 6 inches above the plant, and then they have to go in the ground 6 to 8 inches. So if you have a plant that is 3 feet high, you could get away with a 4-foot high tomato stake. And you need to put them in the ground now because who knows what's going to happen with the weather. Northern New England last night, northern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, they got a little bit of snow. You know, and it's only Halloween. So get the stakes into the ground. That way, if it does freeze, you won't have a problem. And then around Thanksgiving, by then, all the leaves will have fallen from your maple. Put some wilt proof or wilt stop on the branches because the first winter is the most critical part. And the tips, the new growth, the very ends of your branches have more of a tendency to die back than the older buds inside the plant. Spray them with the wilt proof or wilt stop. Put the burlap around it and across the top, but wait until Thanksgiving for the best results. Okay? Thank you, Cameron. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's next?
That would be Michelle in New Hampshire with a question about tomatoes.
Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, I guess.
Hi, Michelle.
I guess she's gone. Hold on just a minute here. Try Bob in New Hampshire. He's got wormy things all over his lawn.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Bob.
Hi, I live in New Hampshire, and this year, I don't know, we got this wicked problem in the backyard with these little black worms. My wife thought they were grubs, and we had put down the grub stuff about a month ago, but these things are like eating the grass or something like that.
Okay, then it's definitely not a grub. A grub is in the soil. So it's a Japanese beetle that's kind of that coppery-colored insect. about the size of the tip of your little finger. And they chew foliage during July, August, September, lay eggs, but the eggs are in the ground. So you have something different. Now, what you need to do is go to your local garden center, and you want to get something called Bayer Complete. And Bayer Complete will take care of insects above the ground. It will take care of fleas and ticks. It will take care of earwigs. It will take care of all types of caterpillar insects that are in your lawn. Now, the other thing that you can do is if you look at it and it looks like a caterpillar, okay, it could be an army worm. And the Bayer Complete would be the easiest way to get rid of them. If it's only a few here and there, then you can pick up a product called Captain Jack. It's made by Bonide. Or Fertiloam has a product called Spinozad. Both the same active ingredients. And this is a new technology of controlling insects. It's not a chemical. It's a bacteria that occurs naturally in nature. And it will kill all types of caterpillar insects. And this is a liquid. So if you have one of those bottle sprayers that you attach to the end of your hose, you would mix the Captain Jack or Spinozad, spray your lawn where these army worms or caterpillars are, and the second they bite into the grass, they'll get this bacteria in the system, and within a day, they're all gone. Okay? So, go on the lawn, look for them, and if they look like any type of a caterpillar, Captain Jack, Spinozad, or if it's a big area, Bayer Complete for the lawn, you will put it in your spreader, apply it to the grass, follow the directions, and you'll be in great shape because you don't want to have your grass all gone between now and when it freezes. And we still have another 4, 5, 6 weeks of decent weather ahead of us. So don't give up right now. Thank you, Bob. George, who's next?
We're all out of callers.
Oh, okay. We have some open lines. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. Things are nice and quiet this morning. People are preparing for Halloween, so probably sleeping in. A lot of activity today. The World Series, Game 3 coming up tonight. Patriots and other football teams playing, so a lot to do this evening. But if we can help you, call right now. Talk with George. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together. Now, we were talking about wintering things. Now, we talked about roses. If you have roses that are on a fence or a trellis, it really is important that you tie them to the fence or the trellis. If the wind constantly moves those branches, those canes, they will get damaged during the winter. And once the bark is worn off, you're going to run into a problem of losing moisture, and that cane or branch could dehydrate during the winter months and die. And that means no roses on that branch. So secure them in place. It does make a big difference. If you have grapevines, the same thing. Secure them to where they are growing so they don't move back and forth. So there's a lot of little things that need to be done right now that will help you to eliminate problems during the winter months. Now, if by chance you have a rose tree and it's in a pot. It needs to go inside for the winter. Wait until we've had a lot of cold weather, until all the leaves have come off the plant, and then put it in a garage that's not heated, or a tool shed that's not heated. That's really, really important. And they'll do very well in this building for the winter. Anything that you have that is winter hardy, if you have some arborvitaes or some junipers or some type of a shrub that's in a container, they should be protected during the winter. Basically, what happens is your container will fill with rain, with melted snow, and when it gets cold, it will freeze. The container will expand as the water changes to ice. If it's a wooden container, no problem. If it's a clay or ceramic, it's going to break. But what happens is the roots begin to stretch and they'll break off. So they should be protected and put into an area where they won't get a lot of moisture. Underneath a deck. Someplace that it is sheltered under the eave.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish
rose. Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, the last couple of weeks I've been telling you about a new product for those of you that use those 30-gallon paper bags for your leaf and garden waste that the towns make you use so that they can recycle them. It's called a LeafMate, and that's their website, leafmate.com. Take a look at it. It will save you a lot of frustration, and it will help you load the bags a lot easier. And O'Connor True Value in Billerica and Rounds Hardware in Stoneham, they have them in stock. That way you don't have to order them online. That's O'Connor True Value in Billerica and Rounds Hardware in Stoneham. George, who's up next?
Jim in Massachusetts. He's got a discoloration problem.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Great. And yourself, Jim?
Good. Good. Paul, listen, I was breaking out from underneath my arborvitaes, and I noticed that one or two of them had an orange, brownish color to them on their foliage. It was dropping, you know, pretty much a lot. And I was wondering what I could do to hopefully re-enhance the foliage on them.
Okay, now is this on the inside of the plant or on the outer edges?
In the inside and the outer edges. On this particular arborvitae, I got 15 of them lining my property.
Okay.
Line. This particular it's in the low area, where the water sets out more so than the other area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and these are these established plants? Jim?
Yeah, they're 15, 18, 20 feet high.
Okay. Well, it is natural to lose some of the inner foliage on arborvitaes because as the plant gets bigger and bigger, the new growth makes the plant really dense and thick, and the sunlight cannot penetrate through all of the new foliage. So just like a regular pine tree, at this time of the year, your pines are dropping needles, and that's natural. Arborvitae, to a certain extent, is also natural for them to lose some of the foliage. Now, if the outer tips are not as dark green as they should be, then what I would do is I would get some holly tone. And holly tone is organic. Now, you don't want to buy like a 10-10-10 because that's chemical and that may force the plant to break out of dormancy if the weather should get real nice. Hardytone is slow release. It's natural. It's organic. And when the weather gets cold, it releases at a much slower pace as if it was hot out. So what you're going to do is in the fall, you apply it at half the recommended rate on the package. And basically all you're going to do is measure the height of the plant, and you're using roughly a handful for every 3 feet of height. So in your case, you're now going to use a handful for every 6 foot of height or spread. Sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it into the ground, or in your case, yours are fairly big. You could take a crowbar, make half a dozen or 10 holes around the plant, about 6 inches deep, and put a half a handful in each of the holes, depending on how much fertilizer you need, and then pour it right into that hole, fill the hole with some soil when you're done, and when the rains come, and being that you live in New England, they're calling for possibly a northeaster on Thursday or Friday. The rains will break it down, will make it available to the plant, and the iron that's in the hardytone will help to green up the foliage, but not force the plant to break dormancy and actually grow. So any plant that's yellow, you can do that right now. But stick with organics, and that way when it does get cold, the organics, because they work with the microbes in the soil, stop when the soil gets cold, and it stays there until next spring.